With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Battle lines are already being drawn in the Senate for a possible late May or early June markup of the House Farm Bill that passed last week. Reports say Democrats are prepping for a fight over pesticides and food assistance. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman described the legislation as a good bill. He told attendees at NAFB's Washington Watch that the most important thing they'll need to do is increase the credit limits. The 2018 Farm Bill was actually based on 2012 data, and the world is totally different now than it was in 2012, Bozeman said. Reports say the successful House vote marks the farthest a farm bill has progressed in Congress since the most recent reauthorization was signed into law back in 2018. Reports show that Thursday's vote came after weeks of pressure from farm state lawmakers and agriculture lobbying groups that stressed the need to help farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has opened enrollment for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program, offering farmers and ranchers new opportunities to protect working lands while maintaining productivity. The sign-up period, running now through May 29th, and is administered by the Farm Service Agency. Grassland CRP allows producers to conserve grasslands while continuing grazing and haying, providing both environmental and economic benefits. With enrollment nearing the 27 million acre cap, competition for available acres is expected to be strong. Grassland CRP is designed to strike a balance between the importance of continued agricultural productivity and prioritizing the stewardship of America's ecologically significant grasslands, said Bill Beam, the FSA administrator. Supporters say the program benefits U.S. farmers and ranchers by offering financial incentives, improving soil health, and enhancing wildlife habitat, all while keeping land in production and strengthening long-term farm sustainability. The Rural Main Street Index fell sharply in the month of March, signaling continued economic strain across agriculture-dependent regions. That, according to a monthly survey from Creighton University. The index dropped to 40.9, well below the growth-neutral level of 50, marking ongoing weakness tied to low commodity prices and high input costs. Weakness in farm commodity prices and elevated ag input costs are spilling over into the business community, said Ernie Goss of Creighton. While farm income remains under pressure, land values showed slight improvement and loan demand surged, indicating producers are relying more on credit to manage tight margins. Farm equipment sales, however, stayed weaker, reflecting cautious spending. For U.S. farmers and ranchers, the report highlights ongoing financial stress, but also some resilience. Stable land values and manageable loan delinquencies suggest producers are weathering the downturn, though continued volatility underscores the need for stronger markets and supportive policy. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026, with conservation groups praising key provisions that support farmers, ranchers, and wildlife habitat. The bill cleared the chamber 224-200 with bipartisan backing. Ducks Unlimited highlighted the importance of legislation's conservation title, which maintains $10 billion in funding for voluntary, incentive-based programs that help producers improve land stewardship while remaining productive. The voluntary incentive-based programs included in the Farm Bill's conservation title are the foundation for our partnerships with the agriculture community. That coming from Adam Putnam, the CEO of Ducks Unlimited. Supporters say these programs benefit U.S. farmers and ranchers by improving soil health, water management, and long-term productivity, all while also enhancing wildlife habitat. By combining conservation with profitability, the bill aims to strengthen rural economies and ensure producers can continue supplying food while protecting natural resources. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.